Now, guys, you've come back on the show to help the contestants out, but there is a lot of talk about this year's block being a lot more easier than previous seasons. How do you guys feel about the contestants needing your help, even though they've got it easier?
You know what? This is the week to help because it is a really tough week. It's a lot smaller this year. That's the first thing we noticed. But they've also had their challenges with COVID and things like that. But, yeah, look, we walked in and went, okay, where's the rest of it? it's all relative.
What did they...
It's all right. Yeah, look, I say, even though Debbie and I were part of the biggest block ever, this is the biggest block they've ever done as well. So it's all relative.
Oh, are you sure you don't feel like you got ripped off a little bit?
Oh, we got ripped off, definitely.
Deb's saying it how it is.
Can I tell you something? It was really good to finish on Tuesday afternoon.
Good on you. Andy, I got to ask, you guys were paired up, but what were you told before the pairing? Were you given much insight as to what you were walking into?
No, not really. I think we just sort of... we thought, you know, we'll just take it as it comes and face it head on.
Right. Now, after the block, your season of the block finished, obviously we've seen you on all these light and easy commercials and stuff like that. What is life after the block been like for you? Obviously, we're talking to you from two different separate phones at the moment as well. So what's going on for Andy and Deb outside of the block? Did you just go back to your regular jobs?
Yeah, we definitely went back to our regular jobs. Andy worked at TAFE and I have my own business, so we've gone straight back into that. Usually, Andy, you travel a lot more for your comedy. That has obviously been different because of COVID, but lots of new opportunities. We've met amazing people. It's really cool meeting fans of the show. Everybody's been really, really nice, so it's been a fun experience.
We've still been really busy, though. I mean, I've been selling out lounge rooms all across the Manning Valley. And the thing is that, it's been unbelievably busy. Put it this way. Do you know anyone who's doing any cloning at the moment? I need three or four.
Well, and so your Instagram influencing careers haven't fully taken off? You're not just fully relying on the gram now to get you through like most reality TV people do?
No, we're not relying on the gram. We've still got our day jobs. We've got lots of mouths to feed. I don't think the gram will do that.
Well, look, can't wait to see how you guys continue to go helping out the crew through Hell Week on the block. But Deb and Andy, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, ladies.